Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God. I just feel the Lord wanting to minister to those who are listening today. The Spirit of the Lord would say unto you, my beloved, come away, my beloved. Come and enter into that quiet place, into the secret place of the Most High, where I will shelter you from the storms of life. And in that secret place, yea, I will minister to you, and I will strengthen you, and I will give you courage to face the future and to face the present. That which you are now contending with and dealing with. Fear, you need fear no evil. Do not fear that you are inadequate to the task. Do not fear that you will fail me, for I am the strength of your life, and I will give you the wisdom, the strength, and the resources that you need to fulfill my will. Therefore, do not tremble and hide in the shadows, but know that my light shall shine upon your path, and I will make the way straight before you. You will not be overcome by the work of the enemy. You will not be turned aside, but you shall set your face as a flint upon your God, and you will lift your eyes to the hills. You will look for that salvation which comes only from your God, and you will not hearken to the lies or be deceived by the works of darkness. For you shall love and cherish my word. You shall meditate upon my word, for in my word is found the guidance, the wisdom that you desire. And I bear my holy arm in your behalf, that which the enemy has sought to do against you, against your loved ones, is broken and shall be made null and void because of my love for you and because of the faith and the strength that you derive from my promise to you that you are more than a conqueror. My word is my pledge of promise to you, the pledge of truth. And I am not a God that I should lie, or the Son of Man that I should repent, for my word is established in heaven. Therefore, be strengthened and take heart and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in your inner man, for I strengthen you with that power and that strength that you need in your inner man, in your spirit, that you can arise and take new stock and take new, a perspective in terms of your position and where you should go and how you should go forth. But know that I am with you. I will not let you fall or go aside into error, but your word shall be my word. My word shall be in your mouth, says the Lord. And you shall know my victory, for my love and my faithfulness to you is from everlasting unto everlasting, says your God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we can depend on you. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't depend on our knowledge and our even in our spiritual efforts and endeavors to please you and to study and to show ourselves approved. Father, as Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong, because then the power of Christ rested on him, just as it will rest on us. And we thank you for that, Lord, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, I've been sharing on thy word is truth. That's the word of God. It's the most precious commodity that we have been given. You know, the devil has so many ways in which he would try to undermine and circumvent the things of God. You know, you would think that he would know by now that he is a defeated foe, but as long as he can have human channels with which and with whom to work, he never gives up trying. And so we've been talking about occultism, and the definition of that is a belief in or a study of supernatural powers and the possibility of subjecting them to human control. And for those who are in darkness, the promise of power is a very beguiling and deceptive thing. It ensnares people, and it did our first parents. To make one wise, to eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, to make one wise and to be as God, that sounds like a very alluring prospect, except it was disobedience, and they had no idea of the sorrow it would bring in their lives and of all the children that would follow them up into this present time. And so that word occult in part means abstruse, mysterious, of or relating to supernatural agencies, their effects, and knowledge of them. Beloved, the knowledge of the Lord is simple. The word of God is simple. Oh, there's many deep, amazing truths in it, but a child need not err. A child can understand that Jesus loves him or her, and that he's given his word because he's a God that can't lie, and he will never mislead his people. And I don't think you need me to tell you, there certainly is a rise of the occult in this nation and around the world. The practice of the occult and witchcraft is seen as never before. There are those who claim to be witches or warlocks or diviners, fortune tellers, enchanters, necromancers, and God said each one of those were an abomination in his sight. And yet God's grace reaches to the uttermost. I remember years ago when I had opportunity to read, I read the testimony of someone who'd been a high Satanist and been brought out and wonderfully delivered by the power of God. And so you might say, well, I don't want to hear about what the devil's doing, Sister Glass. Well, the reason I'm just sharing this with you as little as possible is that there is a rise of occultism. Why is that? Because in these last days, when we've been hearing so much about that great final harvest, about the glory of God being revealed, about the saints rising up with the glory of the Lord being seen upon them. Why? Well, Satan must raise up a counterfeit for everything that God would do. And to take away from God in any way is the total design and intention of Satan. Paul said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers in high places, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And there's a battle going on, beloved. But the battle is in effect already decided for every born-again child of God. That's why we don't have to be afraid. We can't assume to take on the legions of the host of hell in our own strength. That would be foolishness. But the commander in chief, our Lord Jesus, he is more than able. Just, you know, he's our elder brother. We can just hide behind him. His word goes before us. So witchcraft and the occult and all its associated practices are definitely not of God. We simply don't want to go there. And I don't care what name you put to it, it's of the flesh. It's of the devil. And it's significant to note that God, through his servant Paul, saw fit to list witchcraft and idolatry, because that's the worship of not the worship of God. He listed that along with adultery and fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. And that's just an example of how he views that. And Galatians 5:19-20 declare, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, that's in the New Testament, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Beloved, those all belong in the camp of the enemy. And witchcraft simply means the use of sorcery or magic, and which is an irresistible influence or fascination. And enchantment is basically the power of the enemy. And indeed, it is real. It has brought many unwitting and unaware people into its bondage. There's always some measure of truth in it. And, you know, I'm grateful the years that I walked in the world, I dabbled a little bit, but God never let me get very deeply into any of that. And as a Christian, we renounce it, we stay away from it. it has no part. If we lack wisdom, we don't have to go to fortune tellers. We go to the Spirit of God. If any man lack wisdom, James said, let him ask of God, and he gives liberally. He's not withholding from us. And as we look in today's world, you know, it's not a witch flying on a broom. The workings of witchcraft or the occult can take on many forms. It's not, you know, a witch stirring a cauldron that we're speaking of, but people who practice the arts of witchcraft, which include charms and enchantments and sorcery. And the beloved, if there's any question, just look at, here in America, what we have called holidays or times of celebration. Remember the founding of our nation, there was a holiday set aside as a time to be grateful and to thank God, Thanksgiving. Well, as wonderful as Thanksgiving is, before it precedes the traditional Christmas season, Halloween now has become a much greater holiday. I mean, they have, you can't believe it, there's actually stores that are dedicated to Halloween paraphernalia. I mean, that's an indication of how far we've fallen, even in my own lifetime, and I'm in my 70s, so, you know, it's a very real means of the use of power gained from the assistance or control of evil spirits, especially for divining, fortune telling. Necromancy means the conjuration of spirits of the dead for purposes of magically revealing the future or influencing the course of events. Necromancy also means magic or sorcery. That's why, beloved, I've spent so much time talking about this, just to let you, it is real, even though if we've been serving God, it seems like that's this area we're far removed from. We may be, thank the Lord, but there are countless others who are in the grip of Satan, that seeking answers to their problems, trying to find answers to their pain, physically or spiritually or emotionally, they turn to a source of power. That's, beloved, while as the Spirit of the Lord is going to be poured out upon all flesh, His people are going to rise to the occasion. But we have to just be aware, not be in fear, and walk in authority, that the devil is trying to counter everything God does. He's an enemy of God, and because we belong to the Lord, he's our enemy too. But aren't you glad we know the final result? Jesus has already won. We already have the victory in Him. Well, my time again has flown by. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray you can join me. If you have prayer needs, you can also give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.